You know, there is a fine line between balance, responsibility, procrastination, and what we refer to as type A behavior. For me, the power is a matter of consciousness, because if you are conscious about the choices that you are making, then you will be empowered to complete the tasks at hand without creating unnecessary drama and without creating unnecessary stress. Consider the possibility that today, that this is your last day on the planet. Now I realize that may be a morbid thought, but who do you want to be on this day? What is it that you wish to complete so that you will feel that this day has been fully utilized? Rather than setting yourself up for sabotage, which so many of us do, by attempting to conquer too much, be very strategic. What are four of the most important things on your to-do list for today? Now, from that list of four, select the one for which you are experiencing the most resistance, because if you complete that task first, it's going to energize you for the completion of the other three. Try it, you'll see what I mean. Now, if you find that you've completed all four of your tasks earlier than expected, consider adding one or two more just to increase your productivity and ultimately your satisfaction for the day. And set a time midday to stop and to evaluate your success, to just check in with yourself. And if you find that you are falling behind, stop and revisit your strategy. Rather than indulging in self-criticism and judgment, which we all like to do, determine whether you need to modify your list. Remember, this is your day, and it's never coming again, so you might as well use it to your advantage, because today is a gift, isn't it? It was Pablo Picasso that said, "Only put off until tomorrow what you are willing to die having left undone." Success or sabotage? The rewards of success are a natural result of conscious choices. So set yourself up to succeed rather than to fail. Is this going to be an incredible day? Well, do not put your joy off until tomorrow, my friends. Find the gift in everything that you do. Otherwise, really, what's the point? Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. If you think others would find value in this podcast, please pass it on and let them know why you enjoy it. Until next time, I am Mark Ward.
For more, visit AskMarkWard.com.